Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini joins us on today's program to provide an update from this week's Pella City Council meeting. Well, Mike, one of the biggest infrastructure projects in the city in recent memory is going to be starting up soon. The first real step was taken by the Pella City Council, and it has to do with the Ooseport Alleyway. First of all, let our listeners know about the engineering services agreement and what this project is going to entail and really kick off a series of downtown Pella improvement.
Well, Andrew, first and foremost, thank you for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to sit down and discuss city affairs. And as you said, the City Council did approve an engineering service agreement with Garden & Associates for the Ooseport Alleyway reconstruction project. And the alleyway that we're talking about, to get the listeners up to speed, would be the alley between Strawvers and Enfields on Main Street. And this particular alley extends over to East First Street. And that's basically the geographical area that we're looking at. And as you stated, this alleyway is of significant importance to the city as it pertains to the city's proposed Back to Brick program. Now, when we talk about the Back to Brick program, we're talking about generally the Central Business District, and that would be the restoration of the streets or the reconstruction of the streets and sidewalk area back to brick, the public streets back to brick from concrete streets to brick streets in the downtown. Now, one of the key items before we can really start that process is you have to address the infrastructure for the project. And when we talk about infrastructure, we're talking about the below ground infrastructure, namely water mains, sanitary sewer mains, installation of storm sewers. That's where this project comes in, the Ooseport Alleyway Reconstruction Project. And specifically for this alleyway, Andrew, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be installing new storm sewers in the area for the downtown through this alleyway project. We're also going to be replacing the water main for the project as well. And we'll be rerouting the sanitary sewer main as a part of the project. In addition, we also have some public parking lot restoration that we'll be doing back in this area. The overall estimated cost for the alleyway project is just over $1 million. The agreement that we approved with Garden & Associates was roughly for about $150,000, and it puts us on a time frame to be seeking bids for the project most likely in the spring of next year. Now, assuming that the project proceeds, we'll be looking at construction for the project most likely to start right after tulip time of 2018, and hopefully if everything goes well, we'll be able to get the project done early November of next year as well. So from the listener's standpoint, I want to emphasize this is the first step of the city's Back to Brick program that we have. It addresses the infrastructure in the city's downtown. It's a necessary step for that project. And so with that, and we view it as a very key project for the city, and as you stated, a very important project for the city's downtown.
And we talk about importance, and one of those key issues for the city moving forward, it's been addressed at numerous council meetings and through the PACE Alliance, is continued development of housing, and the Pella City Council taking the first steps of a potential new development out at Boss Landon. What was this plat, and really explain to our listeners, I guess, what a plat is, first of all, and what was this agreement that ultimately may allow a group to start developing out at Boss Landon?
Yes, Andrew, and as you said, what the City Council did is we approved a preliminary plat for the Fairway Meadows housing development project at Boss Landon. Now, when we talk about the housing development project, we're talking about this proposed housing development is located just south of Boss Landon Drive, right on Boss Landon Drive, and it's approximately 700 feet east of T-15. So if you want a geographical reference, this is right around hole number 2 for the Boss Landon Golf Course. And what's being proposed is 14 single-family attached residential homes. Now, from a listener standpoint, when we talk about single-family attached residential homes, what these homes will look like would be townhome developments, but they'll be owner-occupied, and they will share a common wall. And as you said, Andrew, housing has been a key issue for the city of Pella, particularly a key priority for the Pella City Council has been new housing in our community, and we're well on our way with this proposed development. But what was approved for the development on Tuesday night was a preliminary plat. And there's actually two plats that will be approved for the development. The first one is the preliminary plat. And to get the listeners up to speed, what exactly a preliminary plat is when you go through the subdivision process for the city of Pella, the first plat that needs to be approved is the preliminary plat. And what the preliminary plat does, it identifies all the infrastructure, public infrastructure necessary for the subdivision. So if you wanted to view it in simplistic terms, this is the conceptual plan for the development. The second plat that will be approved for the development is the final plat. And what the final plat is, the key difference between the two of them is the final plat, all it shows is just the subdivision itself. It does not include any infrastructure items, and it's just used for recording purposes at the county as well. So it's used for land transfer purposes. But the preliminary plat is the key one, and that's the one that is, because it talks about the overall conceptual plan for the development, the infrastructure necessary to serve the development. And that was the development of the plat that was approved on Tuesday night. We anticipate very soon that we'll be able to address the final plat for the proposed development here very soon at an upcoming city council meeting. But it's exciting news. And as you stated, housing has been a key item for the city of Pella and has been identified as a strategic priority.
Once again, that was City Administrator Mike Nardini. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.